So thanks for joining me, Tony. So what are rideshare food delivery couriers currently entitled to receive?
Well, we've got there's a combination of things. You've got riders on their bikes that are entitled and very clearly employees. And there's massive wage theft being carried out by Deliveroo, Foodora and Uber Eats. You know, they are stealing millions upon millions of dollars from very hardworking home delivery workers. And it's horrific to see overseas students being exploited, Australian nationals. To think that people are coming to this country to be treated like second class, third class. If there was a fourth class, I think this would fall into the category, citizens in this country, is appalling. And you've got then, of course, people on bikes, which are motorbikes, which are often receiving such poor conditions, and all of them getting paid well below minimum standards of awards, many of them not getting paid workers' compensation, certainly not sick leave, and certainly many of them relying on it as their only means of income per week.
That's a massive shame. So how are these companies able to get away with that?
Well, there's a combination of things. That there's the companies rely on one high turnover of staff, and even though there is a core group of steady riders, they certainly flaunt in the law because, you know, frankly, many of these people aren't unionised, and they're only now becoming aware of their rights. And of course, that's something that these companies, Deliveroo, Foodora, and Uber Eats, have been preying on.
Okay, so what would they get if they were considered employees rather than contractors?
Well, in a survey of 160 riders that we've carried out over a two-week period just last month, over 3 out of 4 were being paid below the standard award. And many of them, of course, have either experienced, over half of either experienced or had very close friends experience serious injuries that have left them off work without compensation, without pay, and certainly when their equipment is damaged without any compensation for their capital they've put into and this equipment they've put into the work.
Okay, so what was the catalyst? Was there any sort of specific catalyst for this push for the app-associated food couriers to be awarded as employees?
Well, there's been a push certainly in various parts of the world and in Australia. You know, many people are rightly turning their attention to, you know, these high areas of exploitation from these big multinationals. You know, it's not surprising. A lot of these app companies, you know, usually, white guys in their 30s wearing sand shoes and open neck shirts, and the billionaires preying on working people and, is part of the on-demand economy, paying them per job rather than giving them what has been standards, you know, that have the community has demanded over the last 100 years. You know, they've sort of got that, you know, unfortunate phrase. They call it the new economy. Well, I think it's more like the 18th century economy, where people don't have rights, certainly in the mind of these billionaires, and where the rights do exist, they do everything they can to avoid meeting their obligations.
So you mentioned earlier that there's been a massive push around the rest of the world. I was looking up in Britain, and that's one of the countries where they have been considering also a similar push to what your union is currently demanding. So what has been the reaction around the world? Has there been any progress on this?
Well, I think certainly, as you rightly said, and there's been a push by the Labour Party in the UK, but also a lot of community groups and including, most importantly, you know, gig economy workers themselves. And to that effect, Meg Brown, who's involved in organising Deliveroo workers in London, was with us last week when we formally launched the campaign for rights for many of these workers doing these home deliveries. There is certainly cases with Uber drivers, passenger vehicles, significant decisions in the UK, certainly in California and in Seattle. And, of course, you won't be surprised to hear that or your listeners, that Uber is spending many millions of dollars on trying to keep drivers from joining unions, from coming together. And, of course, all that's spent about making sure they don't have a voice and be able to gain rights.
Right, yeah, well, evidently that hasn't quite worked out. With rideshare workers united, I think, currently being on the scene in the US and Australia as well. But regarding these riders, what has been the feedback from them regarding this campaign? Was there anything that they wanted most specifically?
Well, we've reached out to riders to hear what particularly what they see as being the sorts of work that they want and sort of compensation. Now, many of them are very frustrated with no payment for waiting time, but also finding that many of the riders, see the basic compensation when they're sick and injured work, and of course, compensation for what can be very expensive equipment that somebody on any income, let alone on a low income, to provide. People will look at a bike and might think of, a hand-me-down from their folks. Well, the bikes many of these riders are using, have to be quality, well-maintained, and are expensive when you're on a very low income, and it's certainly expensive on any income. So those are the sorts of things that they want, and saying that things that should be rectified, that's these companies are making substantial profits for themselves. They're putting lots of money in their executive pockets, and they should be sharing it with the riders, and rather than being those riders just being simply treated as a gig and on demand, they should be treated with respect and dignity.
Okay, and so one final question. So how are you currently appealing for the government to take note of this issue?
Well, we've reached out to the government on both nationally and state governments. Just last week, the Victorian Minister for Industrial Relations at the launch for rights of gig workers and home delivery workers spoke very passionately about those rights need to be enshrined in laws. Also has allocated resources from over the last 12 months in looking at people working in the field to talk to people that are being exploited in these sorts of jobs. We've reached out to the Australian Labor Party, very importantly, and at various conferences for the Australian Labor Party across the country, including the National Conference later this year. We're calling on the Labor Party to formally announce its support through its various congresses and conferences for gig workers to have rights and the future of work to have rights, because this is actually about everybody's job. It's certainly exemplified by what's happening with the exploitation of home workers getting paid so poorly, but it's also a prime example of what's happening across the economy as these app-based companies implement 18th century working standards.